right, back at it on a Monday. So good to have you here. Obviously, the challenges of the COVID-19 spring and summer have been many on businesses around this state. Difficult for so many. Some forced to close their businesses forever. Others fighting to survive every day. And when it comes to, you know, saving some money, Governor Whitmer vetoed a property tax relief measure put forth, much to the disappointment of many. Dan Papineau, Director of Tax Policy and Regulatory Affairs at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, is also disappointed, but he's here to tell us about it. Dan, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Good to have you here. First of all, tell us about this measure and who would have benefited. I'm not surprised. I mean, the governor, through her own executive orders, has, you know, greatly limited the amount of tax money coming into the Treasury here in the state, as so many governors have. So saying yes to a tax cut, not a surprise she did it, I don't think. But what was it about?
Sure. So this legislation would have provided businesses and individuals that have been extremely hard hit because of the coronavirus outbreak a hand up, not a handout. It would have simply just provided an extension of the summer property tax bill. The summer property tax bill is a significant expense for businesses and individuals all across Michigan. Sometimes it's the largest annual expense they pay. So to give them a little bit more time to make this obligation just makes sense. You know, if you've been closed for an entire calendar quarter or you've had your business extremely limited in capacity, you know, it's not surprising to think that you won't have the money to pay this huge bill. So to spread that bill out over 6 months, the legislation would have provided up to 11 months of relief, would have helped these businesses keep their doors open, recover quicker, which would in turn, you know, helped our economy bounce back. But unfortunately, the governor vetoed the bill and just left all these people with their with this huge bill staring them in the face. And it's really frustrating, and it's incredibly disappointing.
Well, if you own a gym, right? If you own a gym in Michigan and the police are pounding on the door like we've seen so many places around the state, as it remains one of the few places that cannot go to work, and then they come in, they demand that you pay the property. And here's the other thing that comes to mind, Dan, and you help me here, and that is, if schools don't reopen in the fall, but you expect me, the taxpayer, to continue paying the full boat for brick and mortar, teachers, and everything else while the kids are home, my kids are home, and I'm playing, you know, homeschool referee or whatever, right? And you still want the full boat of my taxes to pay for schools? I see where people could have a little bit of angst over that. Fair enough?
Right, right. I mean, the business community is facing, unprecedented challenges. You know, cash flow, liquidity are among the most pressing. And when you're looking at, you know, a $50,000 tax bill, number one, you probably don't have the money to pay it because you haven't made any money because you've been closed due to the governor's shutdown orders. But also, you know, that $50,000 can go to costs to reopen. They can go to hiring people. It can go to, you know, safety measures. It can go to so many things that we need more right now. That bill would have provided $100 billion of tax relief, and it was unanimously supported in the House and had only 4 no votes in the Senate. The legislature recognized that the summer property tax bill was going to be a big problem for both businesses and individuals. So for the governor to come in and veto it, I'm just shocked. Again, we need to focus on recovering this economy. And if we can do anything for businesses, it's help them out with this cash flow so they can get back up and running. We get this economy churning again. People get back to work, make money. You know, schools have revenue. Local police and fire have revenue.
Sure.
You know, it makes no sense to me. This was a well thought out plan by Representative Jim Lauer. You know, huge champion for the business community, and for her to veto it is unprecedented. You know.
And so let me ask you this, and read the tea leaves for me a little bit. I know the chamber, you guys don't get involved with politics a lot and kind of sidestep a lot because you're about business and so forth, which I appreciate. Dan Papineau here, Director of Tax Policy and Regulatory Affairs. But with the strong bipartisan support that you just outlined, any idea if it you know, can it be, could there be an override?
You know, that question is definitely on the table, and Steve, to be honest, I have a call later today to discuss that exact option. We need to do something about this problem. You know, the best part of this plan, too, businesses aren't going to have the cash flow to make this payment, but the beauty of the plan that passed the House so with such strong support, it did not push the cash flow issues back on the local governments.
Right. Here is the problem, Dan. You own a business, whatever it is. You were shut down by governor by the government, by an order of the government. You were shut down, stopping your business. You're now in a position where you can't pay the tax as demanded by the government. Then the government will come and take your property.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't pay your property tax, I mean, you never really own anything, because if you don't pay your property tax, the government will come and take it from you. So, I mean, that is an untenable position. You know, they shut somebody down, can't pay the taxes, and then demand that you pay the tax. And if you don't, we're going to take your property. I mean, it can't finish this way. I'll give you the last word.
Well, Steve, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. These times require common sense, well thought out, and sometimes drastic solutions. And I was so proud to work on this legislation with alongside the legislature and everybody that was a part of it. And for the governor to come in and veto it is truly heartbreaking. I can't tell you how disappointed we are here at the Michigan Chamber.
All right. Fair enough, Dan. We're going to leave it there. Dan Papadow, Director of Tax Policy Regulatory Affairs. You know, if you get some indication of how the tea leaves are setting up on that phone call later, you just call the hotline.
Okay, will do.
Dan, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't tell a company they're not allowed to operate and then say, well, if you don't pay your taxes, we're going to take your property. But that's what the government is doing here. Patently unfair and inappropriate. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
Summer 2020 is going to be a hot one. Did you cuddle with your sweetie and then fall asleep under the blankets last night? We did. Because we're using our well water to keep our home cool and dehumidified with a WellConnect Geo Hybrid unit. And you don't have to chop and stack any wood for this winter, because the WellConnect unit can heat your home too. Finance with no money down and getting a 26% federal income tax credit for this year, all while using only your well water? Getting a WellConnect unit was a no-brainer. Made in Alpena, Michigan. Call them today at 989-356-2113 to get a free home inspection and to find out all the details. Again, call them at 989-356-2113 and check out their website at WellConnectSaves.com. You'll be glad you did. Happy cuddling.